scene.
And that time there were no...
There was no restrictions or anything, except you had to be older than 18 if you came by yourself.
Uh-huh.
In my case, I was only 15, but I lied a little bit when you came in. And in those days, you had to have $20 to show at the Ellis Island.
Uh-huh.
If you showed $20 gold piece, and you could come in, but you had to be over 18 unless you were with your parents. And I managed, you know, in Rhodes we...
Were you coming by yourself?
Yeah.
You were by yourself in 19?
Yeah.
How about on the boat?
In the boat we had quite a few of our Sephardics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there was... we were a group of about... at least about 20, 22 people.
Was that? How many were from Rhodes?
All of them were from Rhodes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was about the youngest of the bunch.
Uh-huh.
15 years old kid, you know. They used to treat me naturally like a 15-year-old boy, you know.
You don't remember the name of the boat, though, do you?
Yes.
Yeah? What was that?
San Guglielmo.
San Guglielmo?
Guglielmo.
Was it Spanish?
Italian boy.
Oh, Italian. Oh.
Yeah. Guglielmo. Guglielmo, which means William in Italian, you know. Guglielmo is William.
Okay.
In Italian. And we were just about 20. Yeah, I'll tell you who included that came with it. You remember Rosa Chaim Bendicha? Dr. Israel's mother? Who lived on 54th Street between. Hoover in Vermont, you don't remember that?
No.
That's before. I'm talking back about 65 years. I took 65 years. That's how long I've been here.
He was on the same boat?
We came together, her and also Perla Scapa. You know Perla Scapa, don't you?
I think so.
Jack Scapa's mother, Perla.
Yeah, I think so.
Benjamin Scapa, her.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Benjamin Scapa, way back.
How about, were you going to come to meet somebody here? Why did you?
No, I came to New York, and it was in winter time first. You know, you landed in New York first, and
did you spend time?
Spent about a week there. And it was such a cold winter, one of the worst cold winters that I've ever had. So I didn't like it at all. You know, we're from Rhodes, mild climates, you know, and everything else. So I wrote to a cousin of mine here. You want to know? You remember Chaim Bendicha, Dr. Israel's?
No.
No. Dr. Israel's father.
Okay.
Who was a cousin to my mother.
Okay.
He had a brother, his name was Aslam Bendicha. Well, anyway, the story is, I wrote to him that I was in New York. He didn't know that I was coming. And I said, I don't like the place, it's the cold and this and that. So right away he sent me a ticket.
To Los Angeles?
To New York to come to Los Angeles.
Oh.
I wrote to him in Los Angeles.
And
it took me 12 days to get here.
By train?
By train.
Okay.
Now, we left New York by boat. We went to Norfolk, Virginia. Why by boat, I don't know. But the ticket that I bought, one of those, well, at that time it was only 15. I got a half a fare ticket.
Yeah.
And naturally, we kept on traveling. 12 days it took me to get here. I don't know why.
So you take a boat down to Virginia?
Norfolk, Virginia.
And then the train
And then trains start going through the South. We went through Chicago and then down to Texas and all these other places. You know.
Okay.
I was just a kid, you know.
What? You were 15 when you left Rhodes?
Yeah.
Why did you leave so young?
Well, I had finished my schooling in Rhodes. I went to the Alliance. And we had a cours supérieur, which was considered more like a first year of college there.
Uh-huh.
After you finished that, you were through. There was no more schooling in Rhodes.
Uh-huh.
You were either sent to Paris to study to become a teacher for the Alliance, or you went to work for somebody in Rhodes, if you had little education,
uh-huh.
as a bookkeeper or something in the office. You know.
I see.
And that's what a lot of the boys used to do. They would go to work for Al-Hadeth, Notrika, you know, just as bookkeepers, more or less, because we had quite a very good education in Rhodes at that time. And in my case, I decided I want to come here. Mm. I had an uncle who had been here.
Who was that?
You won't know. Che Gabriel.
Was he in Los Angeles?
No, in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
He had lived in Seattle for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
He migrated from Rhodes to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to tell me the most fantastic stories about this country, America.
Yeah.
Yeah, how everything was so plentiful. You know, Rhodes was more or less a small town. There wasn't too much. And he's telling me the most fantastic story along with it. He brought some books, American books,
uh-huh.
English books, that he went to school, that is, night school.
Uh-huh.
And I started studying a little English, and at the same time, we had a couple years of English in Rhodes at the Alliance.
Uh-huh.
We had an English, a woman born in Rhodes, we used to call her Mademoiselle Hasson.
Uh-huh.
She was educated in Smyrna, American college there. She became a teacher
uh-huh.
and came to Rhodes, and she was our English teacher. And we took English for a couple of years.
You didn't think of going to Africa, did you?
No, at the time, most everyone came to this country.
Is that right?
The reason most all of the others went to Africa was because they had immigration restrictions here. You couldn't come in. You know, there was restrictions.
In 1920s or
I would say about 20, 21 or 22, anyway.
Right.
So the story, if you could come into America, everybody would come because Africa wasn't much in those days. It was quite an uncivilized country.
Uh-huh.
But they couldn't come here. So they decided to go to Africa.
How about you were born in Rhodes?
Yes.
What business did your father have? Or
well,
was he
my
doing?
Father was a merchant, general merchandise man, but he lived in, from Rhodes he went to Anadolu. You know what Anadolu is? Anatolia. What we call Anatolia in Turkey.
Uh-huh.
The mainland of Turkey.
Is it from near Rhodes? Is it near Rhodes?
Yeah, about, I would say about, by boat about 5-6 hours.
Oh, so it's
right.
It's
right there. You been to Rhodes?
Yeah.
Well, you see the mainland of Turkey right
sure.
across? Well, the first part is Marmaras, the town called Marmaras.
Marmaras, yeah.
And then all they used to go to Dalian.
Dalian. That's
and
where
then to Megri.
That's where my grandfather.
That's where your father too lived.
My grandfather.
I mean, grandfather, excuse me. Not your father.
And there was another city called Mersina.
Mersina, yes.
Also
that was a little farther east towards Palestine or Syria.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but that was Turkey at the time.
And where you went, or where your father had a general store?
He had a general store, and while he was quite young, he contacted the pneumonia there. There was no doctors at a little town, a town called Finica. Today they call it Finica. Finica, we used to call it.
Uh-huh.
It was a small town, agricultural town.
Uh-huh.
And they used to do quite a good business, nice living.
Uh-huh.
Supported a family of two, my sister and I. And he contacted the pneumonia, no doctors there, and passed away.
Oh.
Yeah.
And is it?
And
so
then
you didn't
we
have
moved back to Rhodes, naturally. My mother was born in Rhodes, of course. My father too. And we lived in Rhodes, and I was quite young when my father passed away. But so as you, I was able,
you couldn't go into the same business as your father.
I was only about 3 years
because
old.
Because you're young. Oh, when he passed away.
Yeah.
Oh.
And at the time, you know, to show mentality of the women in those days, the wives. My mother used to think that eventually he had a big business, and he used to give a lot of credit. He had a lot of books. And she used to think someday when I grew up I'd go there and collect from these people. And they were all a bunch of farmers, you know, villagers. But anyway, that's the story. We moved back to Rhodes and was able to go to school and had a pretty fair education.
How about the problems of the war?
Among the Greeks
and the Turks?
Jews? Yeah, we used to get involved in those fights.
I mean, you didn't have to serve in the Turkish army, did you?
Well, I was only
15,
no. But, you know, in those days, 15 was the time of Italians already. Italy came to Rhodes in 1912.
That's right, yeah.
But in 1915, actually, I was, we already were getting Italian education at the same time. Besides the French at the Alliance, getting the French education.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, so when you came to LA, you met your Dr. Israel's father?
Dr. Israel's uncle.
Uncle?
Yeah. Aslan Bendicha.
Bendicha is his last name?
Well, Israel or Bendicha.
Oh.
Some kept their name of Bendicha, but they're actually Israel. Chaim Israel used to call him.
Chaim Israel?
But it's Bendicha, Dr. Israel's father. And this was his uncle,
okay.
His father's brother.
And the uncle's name was?
Aslan Bendicha.
Aslan Israel?
Aslan Israel. He used to go by Israel.
Okay.
But they were the Bendicha family, you know. These people were, the whole family were a bunch of brothers, about a half a dozen brothers or more.
What was he doing in Los Angeles?
At the time, he had a shoeshine stand.
Uh-huh. Do you know how long he had been in Los Angeles?
Oh, he had been since 1910.
Why do you say 1910?
Well, I remember that he...
That's what he said?
He had been, yes.
I'll tell you, because there's one name that was very early, and it said, Asher Israel. I'm not sure if it's the same one.
No. No, this was Leon Israel, or Aslan. Aslan means...
Aslan.
Aslan in Turkish means lion.
Yeah.
So it's Leon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Also,
this Asher Israel, I remember him.
I think it's Asher. Let me check. I looked in the old city directory. It's Asher.
Yes.
Asher.
There was an Asher Israel, I remember him. In my time, 1916, there was an Asher Israel here.
There was?
Yeah.
Was he from Rhodes?
Yes.
Was he old? He was much...
Were all young people.
But they were all young.
We were kids. And we couldn't see anybody. 25, 30 were already. Yeah.
Okay.
When was your granddad? He came here in
1912, 1913.
Yeah, that's what he used to say.
1912, 1913. He left.
God bless his soul. You know, we still have a lot of times with him.
He was
a good
nice.
Soul.
Yeah, he was very good.
Yeah.
Let's see. So I looked in the city directories. I see in 1910 they had this Asher Israel.
Yes.
And also, you think he was from Rhodes, huh?
Yes, I'm pretty sure he was.
And Vital Soriano.
Vital Soriano, yes.
He was.
You know
Rhodes.
Who he is?
No.
You know Francis Almgren?
No.
Francis Soriano Almgren?
No.
Well, he was a brother to the first president of the
Moshe?
Peace? Morris.
Moshe,
Morris. Soriano. He was a brother.
Okay.
Vital Soriano, yes.
Okay. How about, did you ever know of Victor Avzeradel?
Victor Avzeradel, yes, let me see, I'm just trying to remember whether his name was Victor or Avram Avzeradel.
There was a Victor and I see a Harry.
Harry Avzeradel?
That's what it said.
Oh, yes. Harry Asher Avzeradel. And he was a brother to this other Avram Avzeradel.
Ah.
They were brothers.
Avram?
Avram.
Uh-huh.
And Asher Avzeradel. We used to call him Haji Bey at the time. he was quite a guy, a big drinker, and a big one of those fellows, you know, the old time.
How about, but you don't remember a Victor?
Victor Avzeradel, possibly Avram used to call himself Victor, I won't know.
Uh-huh.
Avram wasn't a very popular name.
Yeah.
When we came, you know, you changed from Avram right away to Albert.
What? Because of, why is that?
Well, at the time it wasn't so popular to be Jewish, you know.
Is that right?
You remember? Yeah. Well, I'm speaking again in those days.
Yeah.
You didn't, in many cases, you have to deny your Jewishness, you know, in order to be able to get a job or something, you know.
Uh-huh.
You didn't really come out and say, look, I'm Jewish, you know. Like we are today, proud to be Jewish, you know.
Yeah, today it's different.
A different deal, sure.
Yeah.
In those days, it was quite a different story, sure, in my time.
Let's see. The Avzeradel that you knew, do you know if they were from Rhodes?
Yes, sure thing.
I see.
I remember his father was a neighbor of mine, and I remember as a boy where those fellows used to send their father checks every month, you know, allowance, you know, from this country. You know, it was customary.
How much would they send?
Well, in those days, if you send about $10, it was good money.
Uh-huh.
When I came as a boy of 13, my first money that I used to earn was sent to the old country, to my mother and sisters, support the family, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you came, did you think of going back, or were you going to stay?
No. Well, in those days, most everyone thought about going back.
Uh-huh.
Either going back to get married or something, you know, to some Rhodes girl, you know.
And then you decided to stay.
Sure, after a while, you know. And in those days, there was a lot of feeling you want to be Americanized, you know.
Uh-huh.
Young kids, you know, out of school, and we came here, everything was so good, you
different,
know.
Different, yeah.
Yeah, but as times went along, nobody ever thought of going back, you know.
Yeah.
We all married local girls or from Seattle, you know, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's see. Also, in one of the old city directories, it said there were two Joseph Hassans. Were there two Joseph Hassans or three? Two or three?
I know of your grandfather and Yosef Hassan Sadiq, we used to call him.
Sadiq?
Yeah, Yosef Hassan Sadiq, Yosef Hassan...
How about Boti?
That's the one, Bhoti.
Sadiq?
Sadiq.
Okay.
Sadiq.
And they were here a long time ago.
When I came, they were already here. When they came in, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It shows... Okay. Also, did you know Jose Estrugo?
Oh, yes, yeah. Definitely.
Was he from Rhodes as well?
Or? Yeah, he was born in Rhodes. His family were originally from Smyrna.
Ah. What was he doing in Rhodes then?
His father was a Saraf money changer, money lender.
Uh-huh.
But he was born, the whole family was born in, but his father and mother originally from Smyrna.
Uh-huh.
And he was about one of the more or less better educated fellows that came in at the time. Uh-huh. Because he used to work for Elliott Trust and Savings Bank, which is Security First National now.
Oh, yeah.
Elliott. That's going back, you know. And I still remember, you know, he was a teller.
Uh-huh.
And we used to go there and make the pot, you know, the pot of our money with him. And,
Used to make what?
Our deposits with
deposits
him. He was a teller, awesome. You know. Uh-huh. Whatever few dollars we used to make, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he was quite an educated fella.
Uh-huh.
And a fella what they call in those days, bon vivant. Uh-huh. Who used to live, like to live, you know.
Uh-huh.
He was a pretty smart guy. You know, incidentally, I don't know if you've ever read any of his books.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. I read one, well, it's in Spanish.
Yeah.
But it was printed in Havana.
Cuba. Havana, yeah. Cuba, yeah.
Yeah.
He was, he had moved to Spain during the Civil War. And he was favoring the other side, not the Franco regime, the communists. So he was kicked out and actually went to Cuba. But he was one of these real smart fellows. I always used to admire him. See, being, we were such a small community. We used to socialize so much together.
There's another person, his name was Avram Hazan.
Avram Hazan.
Avram Hazan.
Yeah, the only Avram Hazan.
That's the Reina's father.
Huh? Yeah.
That's the Reina's father.
Reina's father.
Did you ever, you knew him?
Oh, yes. So much.
But he was on the same board at the, for the Peace and Progress.
Right.
Was he one of the founders? Was he one of the founders?
Yes.
And he was a trustee.
Trustee at the time.
Uh-huh.
I still, well,
you're
he only died.
Yeah. It's very good.
I'm
he only died not too.
Okay.
Joey.
Very good. Thanks.
He died not too many years ago. Avram Hazan.
And he went to Alaska. Is what people said.
Yes.
Alaska. Uh-huh. Yes, he did.
He worked in the gold mines. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yes. And you know, this is funny. You bring in some of those things. We were traveling with mother one time from Rhodes to Istanbul by boat. And all of a sudden mother sees somebody in there, happened to be Avram Hazan's brother.
Oh.
He was just returning from Alaska to Rhodes to get married.
Huh.
We were somehow a little related with them too.
We are related through
Reina.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. Well, in Rhodes, most everybody, it's more or less, a little related, you know.
Yeah.
And we met this brother, Avram Hazan's brother.
Uh-huh.
And they both come into Rhodes, and naturally, mother recognized him, and we traveled together back to Rhodes. That's another incident of way back about, I was at the time around. About 8 years old, traveling there.
But you knew him here?
Avram, yes.
What was he doing in Los Angeles? What was his job?
Well, he was selling flowers, you know. At the time, he had different locations downtown where they kept, you know, you don't remember that.
No.
They kept buckets of flowers, you know. And somebody be good enough to let them keep the flowers in the store or something. You know. But they were flower peddlers. And they
Steve, heard nothing. Are you recording everything there?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it's this way I don't have to write it down.
Oh, that's terrific. I'm just noticing it.
Yeah, it's much easier.
Yeah.